An informal meeting of EU leaders. That's what's happening in Brussels today. Taoiseach Simon Harris will be there, and on the agenda is who will be the next president of the European Commission. Suzanne Lynch from Politico is in Brussels. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
Suzanne, it's an informal meeting. There'll be lots of horse trading for top jobs in Europe. What's up for grabs? How will business be done?
Yeah, this is happening just over a week after the results, the European election results. The European Council President Charles Michel put this in the diary for the 27 leaders to have their first discussion about who will get these top jobs that need to be filled for the next 5 years. So first and foremost is the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen. She wants another 5 years, but there are a few other jobs as well. Charles Michel's own job, and the head of the Foreign Service, essentially, which is held by Josep Borrell. He will be leaving and being replaced. So they're the three main jobs that are up for grabs.
Well, let's talk about the president of the European Commission. Has Ursula von der Leyen the support to continue?
Well, look, I think we're in an unusual situation in that this seems to be moving pretty quickly, and it looks like she does have the support. Now, there are two stages to this. She needs the support, a qualified majority of EU leaders, which we believe she may get tonight. But then in about a month or so, this will go. She needs to be at the European Parliament. They're hoping the week beginning July 15th. That's when the European Parliament next meets. And she needs a majority of MEPs to back her. But tonight is a crucial moment. It looks like over the weekend we had the G7 summit where the French and German and Italian leaders were there. And we believe that conversations did happen there in the sidelines. And then they were also at the Ukraine summit you were just speaking about there. So particularly the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, he came out over the weekend in an interview saying he expects this to move quickly now. It's interesting because Ursula von der Leyen is not in his political party. Her party is not in government in Germany. Now, they've said before that they would back her if she gets commission president. So now he really has confirmed that he's expecting a deal to happen on her appointment very, very soon.
Are there any other contenders?
For her, I don't think so. I think she's got it in the bag. One of the reasons being that the EPP, her party, did very well, really, in the European elections, despite the rise of the far right. Now, the other two jobs, I think, are more complicated, but even there, we're seeing some names coming out that are gaining momentum.
Well, what are the names for the High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy?
So, the person there who's been named is Kaja Kallas. She is the Prime Minister of Estonia. She has got a very high profile internationally. She had been named as a possible new NATO chief. Her challenge, if you like, I think, is that some countries across the European Union feel that Estonia and the Baltic countries are so consumed by what's happening with Russia, Ukraine, that this is maybe would be seen as a negative, that she would be seen as perhaps maybe too inflammatory in her views on Ukraine and Russia. And that secondly, maybe their focus is solely on that and not worried about other foreign policy issues, like, for example, what's happening in Africa. But I think her people, she herself, she's been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations, have assured people, it seems, that that's not going to be a problem. The fact that she's a woman, that she's from the East, will be a positive because they do like to have gender and geographical balance as well.
The next Irish commissioner, what will Simon Harris be pitching for?
Well, I think that's the next conversation. Once these top jobs happen, we're going to see countries making moves, really, behind the scenes to get certain commissioners. Now, the way it works is that each country nominates their own commissioner, and we've already seen some countries like Latvia and Finland very quick out of the traps, and they have already named commissioners. But linked to that is what commission portfolio you get. Some are more important than others. That's just the way it works. So Ireland will be pitching for what it feels it wants, but ultimately this is going to be the decision of Ursula von der Leyen. She has to accept the commissioners, the nomination, and then it's really up to her who gets which job. So I suppose the real question people will be wondering is that tonight at this meeting, will it be the case that countries say, yes, we're going to back you, but we want X in return. So that's the kind of conversation that will be happening already.
Lots of conversations at that informal meeting. Suzanne Lynch, Associate Editor with Politico, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:52. After the break, we'll have the business with Adam McGuire.